what was it, last week the big news came down, Arizona's attorney general puts a hold on executions in the state. And they want a completion of a review of death penalty protocols. It's been ordered by our new governor, Katie Hobbs. They're saying that the state's history, we have mismanaged executions. Now, there was an 8-year hiatus. We didn't execute anybody.
They mismanaged the one 8 years ago.
Yes.
I thought they got the other ones right over the last 3 years.
So 8 years, nothing. 2022, 3 executions. The most death sentences carried out in Arizona in a decade. Did something go wrong with the 3 that we don't know about? Let's find out. All right. Joining us now, the Attorney General of the state of Arizona, Chris Mays, joins us here on KTAR. Attorney General, nice to have you show. How are you today?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Why are we pushing the pause button on executions in Arizona? What's the deal?
Here's the deal, and I've got to tell you, this was a really hard decision for me, especially given the heinous nature of these crimes, and so this was not easy. But you know, it is something I talked about on the campaign trail and in talking to Arizonans about my becoming attorney general, which is we need transparency in the execution process. We need to not botch these executions. You know, we've had several instances of that over the last, well, at least since 2014. You're right. It was put on pause after a really terrible attempted execution. Ultimately, it was successful in 2014. When they restarted it last year, they had several major issues. I mean, I think that if we're going to have the ultimate penalty in Arizona, and we do, we have the death penalty here, and if we're going to carry it out in the name of 7 million Arizonans, which we are, it had better be competently done. And the people of Arizona have a right to know that it's also going to be transparently done. And so we need some answers on all of those things before we move on.
Attorney General Mace, you say that they need to be done correctly. They were done correctly. I didn't think, I mean, we had 2 of our reporters were actually at those executions. They're minus trying to find a vein for one of them. They seemed to go pretty smoothly. It wasn't like in 2014 where it took several hours for somebody to die. It was, there was a small hiccup, but that was because of a vein. Outside of that, it seemed to be pretty, got the job done.
Well, I mean, I think there was a difference of opinion about that, and I don't want to get into the details of each of those, but there was a difference of opinion about how well it went. I will say there was zero transparency about the drugs that were used, where they were procured. As you guys know, there was a situation several years ago in which the state of Arizona got into trouble for trying to transport drugs across international borders that the state wasn't supposed to be doing. There was an attempt during the Brnovich administration to restart the gas chamber and use Zyklon B, which is a Nazi-era drug. In order for me to proceed with executions, I need answers about these things, guys. And I don't think it's too much to ask. And I think the governor didn't think it was too much to ask that we have answers about that. And then, you know, the other thing that I'd like to know about is what appears to be a developing disparity between where the death penalty is being assessed or meted out. And it looks like Maricopa County is really I wouldn't say the only place where the death penalty is being used and sought. It's looking like it's getting down to Maricopa County, and that has to do with how costly it is to try these cases. You know, if the same crime is committed in Yavapai County, which is where I was born and raised, as Maricopa County, why is it that you would only get the death penalty in Maricopa County? I think that's an issue, right?
Our Attorney General of the state of Arizona, Chris Mays, is joining us. We're talking about executions. You said you didn't want to get into it, but I think we got to get into it. What happened in these three executions in 2022? I'll just throw one. Here's one guy, Frank Atwood. He killed an 8-year-old in 1984. Her name was Vicky. And Vicky's mom, Debbie, said, "We've endured for decades suffering, waiting for this guy on death row to die. And finally he did. And now we can have some closure." If we're going to halt the executions, I think you got to tell us why. Let's just pick one of them. One of the three, Dixon, Atwood, Hopper. What went wrong for you to say, "We got to stop this"? Because I didn't see anything that went wrong, and I think a lot of people, maybe you, I'm sure you know more than we do, but you got to tell us something.
Well, I mean, I think I just did tell you something, but again, let me
something
go back
specific,
to,
something specific in one of the three cases where you say, "Hey, you know what? That was wrong, and now we've got to halt it." I haven't heard that yet.
Well, let me go back again to what I said about the victims and the victims' families. And one, the first thing that I did before announcing with the governor this pause, again, a pause in the death penalty and in executions, is that I contacted the victim's family so that the victim's family had an opportunity to talk to me about this. You're absolutely right. The families of these victims have to come first. They have rights as well, but they also are a part of the justice system. And in order to carry out justice, it has to be done competently. And I think in the last execution, there were folks who attended that execution and said there were problems.
Are we talking about Murray Hooper?
Yes, okay. And the one prior, I believe. And so we have to...
But what happened?
Well, guys, I'm not going to sit here and talk to you about every last detail of it.
How about one detail?
You know, we also need to know about the disparities in counties and between counties. And we need to know where the drugs are coming from. I mean...
No, I get
know,
all that.
That is a fundamental issue that I think, and a fundamental thing that the people of Arizona, all 7 million Arizonans, have a right to know what the drug protocol is, what the skill level is, for instance, of the people who are carrying out these executions. And even if you and I disagree or agreed about whether the last one was carried out competently, there are enough examples over the last decade to suggest that we need to go back and review this. And that's what we're doing.
So how long is this review going to take? I mean, are we talking this is going to be something that's going to take months, years? And what do you tell the families out there who are now feel like they're on pause because it feels like it's a political thing where they're standing up and saying, "We're going to use this to stop these"?
Well, I think that's a fair question, and I have not put a timetable on this, nor has the governor, but the death penalty should not be a political thing, and that's why, you know, we need to get to the bottom of questions like, why did the previous attorney general try to secure Zyklon B? Why was there a rush in the last year when the previous attorney general was running for the United States Senate to execute three people? This is not political. This should not be political. Okay. And so we're going to put a pause on this, and we're going to get to the bottom of these answers and release that to the public and be totally transparent with the people of Arizona. Because, again, as you guys know, the death penalty is done in the name of all Arizonans. It is the law of the state of Arizona.
Okay, because that was my next one. Chris Mays is joining us, Arizona Attorney General. Are you against the death penalty personally, or are you for the death penalty personally?
I am not personally opposed to the death penalty.
You're okay with it?
Yes, and it's the law of Arizona, and it's my job to carry out the law of Arizona.
All right, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, our guest. Thank you, Attorney General. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate your time.
You too, guys. Okay, take care.